Do you understand what you are reading? Acts 8 verse 30. The writer of the book of Hebrews was not happy with some Christians. He said, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food," Hebrews 5 verse 12. Most Christians don't read the Bible. It's the main reason they are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4 verse 14. If you don't know what the Bible says, you can be easily deceived and depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. When Spurgeon wrote today's devotion, he was concerned that saints were not interpreting scriptures correctly, but that's not the biggest problem today. Many ministers deny that scripture must be obeyed, and some denominations even teach that scripture is not true. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 to 10. Saints need to read scripture on a regular basis so they can tell the difference between wheat and chaff. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, Matthew 3 verse 12. If you attend a church that denies the truth of Scripture, run, don't walk to find another church. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity, 2 Timothy 2 verse 19.